WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival right here in our studio in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Pamela Pantos, the executive director, is with me, and we're going to be talking about a concert that's going to happen in, well, just not that far off, July 15th, right, Pamela?
Absolutely. This is not just a concert. This is our 50th anniversary season gala.
Ah.
So it's a full evening, including a very special concert, which we'll be concentrating on this evening. But just so our guests know, it's going to be held at Ochre Court, and it starts at 5:30. And there are, of course, cocktails and a beautiful dinner being catered by Russ Morin. And we even, to end the evening, will have a dance band, the Larry Brown Dance Band. So it is really a gala event.
Wow, Larry Brown.
And in the midst of all of this,
that's a great band.
It is a great band. And in the midst of all of this, the incomparable Joshua Bell will be coming to Newport and performing with his pianist Alessio Bax at the gala. So if you've ever wanted to stand 1 foot away from Joshua Bell and hear him play from 10 feet away, you know, it's wonderful to hear him in a big recital hall, but this is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be that close to him. And if you're a fan of him and his incredible artistry, then again, this is an opportunity people will not want to miss. So just a little bit about Joshua Bell. As we all know, he is one of the foremost virtuoso violinists alive today. He's had a 30-year career, which is incredible. He looks so youthful.
He doesn't seem like he's that old.
Absolutely. You know, he's a recording artist, a chamber musician, a soloist, and a conductor. He's an exclusive Sony Classical artist, and he has recorded more than 40 CDs.
Wow.
Winning Grammys, Mercury's, Gramophones, Echo Classic Awards, and he's even the recipient of the Avery Fisher Prize. He was named the music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in 2011, and he's the only person to hold this post since Sir Neville Mariner formed the orchestra in 1958. Hmm. So again, a remarkable instrumentalist soloist. And this evening is really a celebration for the 50th. Joshua Bell, will start this program with a beautiful piece of Mozart, Kerschel 454, a sonata for violin and piano. He does not yet have a recording of this piece, so it's really a unique opportunity to hear him in a piece that, you know, isn't performed that widely. And so what I'd love to do this evening is to hear him play the last movement of a different Mozart piece, but to get people in the mood for what he'll be playing on that evening. And before we get to that, a little bit about his wonderful pianist, Alessio Bax, who also received an Avery Fisher Career Grant in 2009. He has won first prizes all over the world and performed as a soloist, again, with, you know, orchestras, St. Petersburg Philharmonic, the Cincinnati Symphony, and he also is part of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. So with Joshua Bell, he has done recitals all over the world, and so it's very exciting to have them both here together to be collaborating for our 50th gala. Pretty incredible. A little bit about the sonata that they are going to play as the opener for the gala. It is the Sonata for Violin and Piano, Kerschel 454, as we mentioned. And this piece was written by Mozart in 1784 in Vienna. And though it was composed quite quickly, it's actually one of the masterpieces of this period. Mozart wrote home that he was composing this piece for a 20-year-old violinist, a virtuoso female. And for that days, it was quite unusual to have, you know, a virtuoso female violinist. And she was also an opera singer at the same time. Mozart did not write down the piano part before the premiere, but he actually played this with her and he had a blank sheet of paper in front of him. He played it from memory. And so I guess it's one of those stories about Mozart that's hard to believe, but of course it's pretty easy to believe because it's Mozart. What's fascinating about this particular piece is that the violinist and the pianist are equal partners in this piece, which, you know, for the period of time is a little unusual. So I'd love it if we just went straight into his concerto, which is his concerto number 5 in A major. We're going to listen to the last movement. It's Kerschel 219 by Mozart, and the movement is entitled Rondo Tempo Diminuetto.
All right, we will listen to that. Then when that's done, take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Newport Music.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, and we're talking about a very, very special evening with Joshua Bell coming to Newport. And Pamela, you mentioned that people should take advantage of this and have the opportunity to sit very close, be up close and personal rather than a big hall.
Right.
And I have to tell you from my own personal experience that years ago I made a terrible mistake. I had the opportunity to see Pavarotti. And the tickets were $300. And I said, no, I'm not spending that money. And I didn't do it. And I've regretted it ever since.
You know, Mike, similarly, I've had those experiences, too. And you look back and you think, why?
Right.
They don't come again.
It's just money.
Right? And that experience lasts a lifetime. I mean, yeah. I remember hearing Renee Fleming in Symphony Hall, and the tickets were quite expensive. But her performance has stayed with me for decades, mm-hmm. literally. So mm-hmm. you are absolutely right about that. The second piece on this program is by Grieg, Edvard Grieg, as we know, Norway's greatest composer. And his interest, his nationalism was very progressive. At the time, Germany was really the main source of music. And so he wrote these beautiful violin sonatas. He wrote three of them. And this third composition is the one that Joshua Bell will be playing. And it's quite remarkable. He completed it in 1887. And then Adolf Brodsky, who was a professor of violin at Leipzig Conservatory, gave a performance. And amongst Grieg's friends who happened to be in the audience were Brahms and Tchaikovsky.
It just happened to be there. Hanging out.
So, again, we have a piece of this. We're going to listen to the second movement of this piece here performed by the incomparable Joshua Bell. In this recording, Joshua Bell plays with Sergei Rachmaninoff. And I'm sure our listeners are thinking, that is impossible. How is that, you know, even possible?
Oh, they'd live time war.
Right? Exactly. What's interesting about this is this piece, the piano part, was recorded in 1928 by RCA with Sergei Rachmaninoff and violinist Fritz Kreisler. And Joshua Bell had them take this recording and completely digitalize it. And so now he is playing with the recording of Sergei Rachmaninoff. And it is absolutely mind-blowing, literally, to think of these two great artists in this recording. And he's performing the entire sonata at our gala. And I should mention, as you said before, how people can buy tickets. You can go to our website at newportmusic.org and click on gala. There's a special tab there, and you can buy your tickets right online, or you can call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Thank you.
So before we go back to this program, I want to talk a little bit about something that's quite unusual about Joshua Bell and his instrument. Joshua is of Jewish heritage, and his violin is as well. And many people don't know that this violin actually saved people's lives. It is a Stradivarius, and it was owned by a famous violinist, Bronislaw Huberman. And he was considered one of the most prodigious musicians of all time. And no less than a composer than Johannes Brahms praised Huberman's playing. He created in Israel the Israeli Philharmonic, and by doing so was able to have people leave and go to Israel and literally save their lives. As Joshua Bell says, people today know Heifetz more, but in Europe he was a very important figure. He saved countless lives of Jewish people by getting them visas for the purpose of creating this orchestra. It wasn't just as a foil, it was the dream of his to have a superstar orchestra, and it was both things at the same time. So there's a very interesting history about the instrument. It was stolen and it wasn't recovered till 1988, and it was actually covered with a layer of black shoe polish so no one would know what the instrument was. And Joshua Bell happened to be in London. He was playing a concert, the Bernstein Serenade, and he went into a music shop to buy some strings, and they said, "You have to try this instrument." And he said he connected immediately with the instrument, and he never played on another instrument again. So he bought the instrument and then found out the history of this instrument. And of course, being of Jewish heritage himself, it's a very unique experience, and it's incredibly beautiful that he plays an instrument that literally saved people's lives.
Amazing, amazing story.
And the next piece we're going to play speaks to that. It's called Baal Shem by Ernst Bloch, and we are going to listen to the second movement, the Adagio.
Thank you.
Once again, we're back listening to beautiful music provided by Pamela Pantos and the Newport Music Festival and their big upcoming gala, the 50th anniversary party, shall we say.
Yes.
It's going to be an amazing event, and we've been talking about the event and listening to music by Joshua Bell, and we have more to go.
Absolutely. You know, I should also mention that this gala is the launch, the inaugural event of our education and outreach initiatives. We've started doing them this year. As our listeners know, 3 free concerts for the community, July 4th, and 2 on the lawns of the Art Museum on the 10th and the 17th. WCRI and the Newport Music Festival will be launching a children's radio program on Saturdays coming this fall. And we're going into the community and playing for some of those individuals who would not have the opportunity otherwise to hear this great music. So I want to thank WCRI for being our partner. But Joshua Bell was really the right person to play at our gala, not only because of who he is, but also because of what he does. He is a huge proponent of children's education. And one of the events that I think transformed his reputation from being a musician to a household name was his incognito performance in the subway station at in Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, he stood there and he played, and it was really interesting to see who noticed him. And the conversation that came after that really inspired the children's book called The Man with the Violin by Kathy Stinson, which recalls that experience. And it published in 2017 with the same team was a book called The Dance of the Violin, which recalls the 12-year-old Bell making a mistake at a competition and the unexpected outcome which transpired when he was given a second chance. So here he is, you know, helping write these children's books and telling his life story and being such a proponent of education. And so the proceeds from this gala will go towards education and outreach for the greater Newport community. And again, I think that's such a synergistic opportunity.
Great cause.
Absolutely. So the next piece on the program will be Pensées Estrellita, and we're not going to play that because we want to leave a couple of pieces that people get to hear at the gala.
Okay.
And Joshua Bell will end with the great Sarasate's Zigeunerweisen, you know, the Gypsy Airs, which is one of the most virtuoso pieces ever written for violin. What's really interesting is Sarasate himself played for the Queen of Spain when he was 10 years old, and she generously presented him with a Stradivarius violin and made sure that he could study at the Paris Conservatory. Sarasate was a brilliant virtuoso, and he wrote this piece recalling the folk songs and the dances of Spain. So this is a very exciting concert. I hope you'll join us for it and support education and outreach in the community and hear one of the greatest living violinists. So thank you for listening this evening, and we hope we'll see you on July 15th.
Remember, any information you'd like to get, you can always go online to newportmusic.org or call 401-849-0700. Thank you, Pamela. Great show. We'll see you next time.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.